So the epistle for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from Romans chapter 12. Brethren, we have different gifts according to the grace that is given us, either prophecy to be used according to the rule of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he that teacheth in doctrine, he that exhorteth in exhorting, he that giveth with simplicity, he that ruleth with carefulness, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good, loving one another with the charity of brotherhood, which honor preventing one another, in carefulness not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, pursuing hospitality, bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep, being of one mind, one towards another, not minding high things, but consenting to the humble. Be not wise in your own conceits. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 2. At that time there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited and his disciples to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, they have no wine. And Jesus saith to her, woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith to the waiters, whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. Now therefore were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus saith to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus saith to them, draw out now and carry to the chief steward of the feast. And they carried it out. And when the chief steward had tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward called the bridegroom and saith to him, every man at first setteth forth good wine, and when men have well drank, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Please be seated. Be not conformed to this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, last Sunday we spoke about the meaning of Epiphany. What does the Epiphany mean? And it's the manifestation of the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And with the Epiphany itself, it was the manifestation of our Lord then to the Gentile race, and that was in the form of the 3 kings that came from the east in order to worship our Lord, to bring gifts to our Lord Jesus Christ, this infant that was born in the stable. And so then the Sundays after the Epiphany, I also mentioned to you that it illustrates the different examples of our Lord's divinity, his manifestation of that. And so the first Sunday after the Epiphany, last Sunday, it was the manifestation of the mission of our Lord, that he must be about his Father's business. And that was something that he said to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to Saint Joseph. You know, he told them, asked them the question, do you not know that I must be about my Father's business? And this is something that I must do. And so because he was in the temple, because he was teaching the doctors of the law, it was this manifestation to the Jews of his divinity for them to believe in him as this clearly as the Messiah. And so then in today's Mass, in the Gospel account, we see then our Lord's first miracle. And so this is the manifestation then to the apostles. So as I say, with the Epiphany itself, you have the manifestation to the Gentile race. When our Lord was in the temple at 12 years old, you have the manifestation to the Jews. And then finally at this point, it is the manifestation to the apostles. For them to see, again, that he is the Messiah. For all of them to understand that this is our Lord Jesus Christ. Illustrating how they must now believe. Whether the Gentile people, now being the chosen race, for the Jews, for them to have believed, but they rejected our Lord as the true Messiah. And then for the apostles to understand that this is now the mission that our Lord has. These miracles that he is to perform. This first one at the behest of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so very clearly we see that he is God, this infant that came into this world. And so we can ask the question then, why did he come? Obviously, to bring all things to him. And this is something that our Lord Jesus Christ even says in sacred scripture, that I came to bring everything to me. And so that very clearly is something that we have to understand and something that we must believe. That our Lord came into this world to bring all of us to him, to believe in him as the Messiah. And so in the epistle we have St. Paul exhorting us to follow our Lord. And one very clear thing that he brings out is the fact of charity, being this bond of perfection. And that's something that we tied in last Sunday. Understanding that the bond of perfection, this charity, this idea of charity, is truly the love of God. The love of God above all things. And so that is why then St. Paul continues on with strong words. Hate what is evil, love what is good. But previous to these verses in the epistle is what St. Paul says to all of us in exhorting us. Do not conform to the world around you. Conform to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so there you see St. Paul setting it out to the Romans, who he's speaking to, exhorting them to understand you cannot conform to the world around you. But you must conform to the will of God. Again, another idea that was tied in last Sunday. Because that our Lord was the one that was telling his mother and telling St. Joseph that he must be about his father's business. He must do the will of God. And nothing can stand in the way. Nothing can get in the way of the will of God. And that is something that all of us then must seek. That we must, in a sense, be about our father's business. In a way for us to realize that we must follow our Lord Jesus Christ, to conform to the divine will, for us to understand that in what we're called to, and obviously that is where then it also gets in the idea of, yes, by trying to conform to the will of God, we will hate what is evil, and then we will love what is good. And so that is the exhortation that St. Paul gives to us, to understand, to follow. And so that's where when we look at the manifestation of our Lord's divinity, he's manifesting himself to different people, different races even, for them to believe by what he's saying, by what he is doing. Could you think about with the doctors in the church, they were amazed by his questions and then the answers that he gave to them. Here you have this 12-year-old that is sitting there, asking him all these different questions, giving him all the answers that are needed. You would think at the end of it that they would have believed. That they would have seen him as the true Messiah that is to come, because he knew all the prophecies. He knew everything from sacred scripture. Even to the point of where he opens up the book of Isaiah and explains to them that it is the mission of the one that is to come. That just opening it up for them, it should have opened up their eyes. But even though they were amazed by him, they were amazed by his answers. They were amazed by his questions. Later on, 21 years later, they wouldn't believe. They would crucify our Lord. And they would reject him as the Messiah. And so clearly we see with, obviously, the manifestation to the three wise men. These three kings came bearing gifts. They traveled afar in order to bring the gifts to this infant king. An illustration to the world around us. Here you have true kings of the world bearing these gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, bringing them to this infant that is born in a stable. What an indication to the world around us that this is the true king that lies in this stable, that has no place to lay his head. Because you have these real kings recognized by the world around them, bearing gifts to him, traveling a long distance just to bring these gifts to him. And so that was the manifestation to the Gentile people, for all of us. So that is why then the Epiphany is such a great feast for us to realize, because it is a feast that recognizes the fact that we are now the chosen people. and then for us to truly believe that our Lord is the Messiah. And not just in words, but in actions also, illustrating this fact that he is the Messiah, that we recognize that fact. And then for the apostles, yes, for them to witness this miracle that our Lord does. His first miracle that he does, as I say, it was at the behest of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that she beseeched our Lord for, in a sense, not the embarrassment for the couple that just got married. They ran out of wine. And it shows, it illustrates the true care the Blessed Virgin Mary has over all of our souls, even something on such a small factor. They ran out of wine, big deal. Maybe to some people it is a big deal. But then she cares so much for them that she would ask our Lord to make sure that they're not embarrassed by that fact, that even better wine would come out. But even though our Lord says to her, it is not my hour yet, it is not my time, he does what the Blessed Virgin Mary asks, showing to us obviously the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. But he does this to also to illustrate to the apostles what he is capable of doing, that he is God. And for them to realize now at this point, they must follow him. That they must follow our Lord because he is the true Messiah, because of the miracle that he illustrates to them. And so that is what you will see continuously in these Sundays after the Epiphany. Manifestation of the divinity of our Lord. In a sense, proving to all of us by what we read in sacred scripture, if there is any doubt for us, that he is the Messiah. That he is the one for us to follow. And so then going back to what St. Paul exhorts us for us to understand, that yes, we must not conform to the world, we must conform to God. We must conform to the will of God. How easy it is to be caught up with the world around us. You see that with, obviously, the Jews, because they wanted a material king. You see that even with some of the disciples of our Lord. They couldn't understand him. They couldn't fathom what he was meaning by some of the things he said, and so they walked away. And that's where our Lord says to them very clearly, "Are you scandalized in me too?" And the beautiful response of St. Peter, "To whom shall we go?" Basically telling him, if you're not the Messiah, then where do we go? I mean, that was an act of faith that St. Peter gave to him. To whom shall we go? Well, we know the answer, obviously. We go to our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to follow our Lord. And so it requires from us a life of self-sacrifice, sacrificing our own will to follow the will of Almighty God. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's painful for us. But through that pain that we suffer at that time, God willing, that will be knocking off purgatory stay for us. God willing, that will make us in accordance with the divine will so that we can be pleasing to Almighty God. And so granted, yes, sometimes it is very painful to follow God's will. And even in some ways, we have a hard time understanding what is God's will. But if you strip yourself away of the obstacles to listening to Almighty God, God will tell you. God will clearly show to you if you strip yourselves of all those obstacles. And that is where St. Paul exhorts us, don't conform to the world. Those are the obstacles that will keep you from listening to the will of God. Conform yourself to Almighty God. And that conformity comes, yes, in the belief that we have in our Lord as our true Savior, that he is this Messiah that came. And our Lord will come again to judge mankind. And so then it's up to us whether we follow our Lord Jesus Christ now, sacrificing our own will to follow God's. And that is what is very important for us. That is what we must pray for, and pray obviously to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We see the power of her intercession from today's Mass. Pray to her and ask her to help you to follow her Son. Follow her son in everything that you can. And that is what will help you then to gain eternal life. So I will leave you with words from the gradual of today's Mass. The Lord sent his word and heeded them and delivered them from real destruction. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.